Nachin Chavis Halvomus, Sunday night, Oral of Tes Tammuz. The Gemara says that the Gemara wants to know why the Shliach Tzibur, who davens Shmona Esrei out loud, to be motzi people who don't know how to daven or in Bucky and davening. So why does the Tzibur daven? But we're focused on him. Why does he daven? And the Gemara says Kedei L'sader Tfiloso, that he's preparing, he's practicing his tefillah. He's reviewing, just like before you lane, you're supposed to review, because you're not supposed to just lane for the Tzibur without preparing. So he's preparing his Shmona Esrei. Based on that, Rav Moshe writes that if a person, let's say, is davening in an Ashkenaz shul and he personally davens Sfard, or vice versa, in his silent Shmona, and he davening for the Yomud, in his silent Shmona Esrei, Rav Moshe holds he should daven the way the Tzibur daven, because he's preparing for his Chazaras Hashatz out loud, which certainly has to be according to the minig of the Tzibur. So his silent Shmona Esrei should also be that way. Other Paiskim, Chaylik of Shlomo Zalman is quoted as being Chaylik, but that's what Moshe holds. But you shouldn't, one could make the mistake and think that Rav Moshe is saying that the Shliach Tzibur is Yotze, his Shmona Esrei, with the out loud Shmona Esrei. But that, l'chayre, that's not true, because Mishavur brings down a halacha that if the Shliach Tzibur has to be mashlim a tefillah, if he has to make up a tefillah that he missed, let's say Meir of the night before, so he could be mashlim his tefillah with Chazaras Hashatz. And he has in mind that he's both being motzi, whoever wants to be yotze. Nowadays, really, no one's being yotze. He's just saying it out of Takonas Chazal. And he's also using it for the Tfilas Hashlama. The Mishnah Berurah, it's a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufches, Sivdalad. Now, if it would be his main Shmona Esrei, obviously it can't be his Hashlama Shmona Esrei either, also. So, there must be some sort of, like, his Yetzir Shmona Esrei about it with his silent Tfilah, but The reason he says that at all, instead of just being Seimach on the loud Shmona Esrei, is because he has to practice. He has to prepare himself. But Avada, he's Yotze, he's Etzem Shmona Esrei with the silent Shmona Esrei. L'chayre, that's what you have to say. Okay, we go on now to the Chavis Halvavis. And the Chavis Halvavis is exploring the need for such a Sefer. Whenever you do something major, you want to know if there's a need for it. You're not writing the Sefer to make money. He's not writing the Sefer to become famous. He's writing the Sefer because there's a need for the Sefer. So he goes through the Hagdama explaining the need. Marty, so he's saying that he goes through the idea that there's Chayvus Halavavos and how pervasive it is. And then he says, so why isn't there a Sefer Halacha that is a guide for Halachas Hilchus Chayvus Halavavos? So he went through one reason, another reason. And he takes us through his journey to see if there's really a need for it. Ramarti, and I said to myself, Shema min azem min ha-mitzvahs, maybe this chayvus halavavos, eino misyali l'mitzvahs harbe. Maybe there's just a few scattered mitzvahs. Maybe they don't, you know, you learn hukos Pesach, so everything becomes a whole mountain of halachas and tiktukim and all sorts of things. So you have to write a sefer halacha so you don't get lost in the forest. But maybe these halachas are few and far between, a few simple ideas. So they're not going to make a whole sefer just for a couple of halachas. But then when I thought about it, they're much more than regular mitzvahs. He says regular mitzvahs has mukbal. It's 613. You have to do it on this particular day, these particular hours, these particular people. It's old mukbal. Chavis Halvavos, he says, is limitless. There's so many shades of attitude, shades of ahava, so many, you can do Pesach a whole year round, any day, any hour. If you think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and now that proves things about Hashem. Achachashati, in fact, I realized, Ki Mashoma Dovra Lava Shalom, what Dovra Malach says in Tehillim, L'chol Tichla Reisi Kates, I saw that things have, every goal has an end, is Mugbal. R'chava Mitzvahs Chamiyod, but in contrast to that, your mitzvahs are limitless. Umru al mitzvahs halavavos. It's talking about chayvus halavavos. What did Dovra Melech mean? Mitzvahs are ivorim yeshlehem mispa yadua. We can count them on the finger of your hand. I mean, in the fingers, you can count them. We can count out the mitzvahs. He says mo tariyak mitzvahs. He can't mean tariyak mamish because some of the mitzvahs are chayvus halavavos. But he says they're mukbal. So avad do they have? So what does Dovra Melech mean? Rechava mitzvahs chamiyod. In contradistinction to the chol tichla reisi kates, ach mitzvahs halavavos rabos ma'od, they're limitless. You can always do it. There's different. You're talking about an attitude, a thought, a lave. There's different madregas, and something is more subtle and deeper and more encompassing. And you can think about Hashem in this way and in that way, and He does this and He does that. It's mamish. It's ein sof. Just. There's no limit. There's so many things you can do, especially if you want to recall what we learned in Sha'ar, I believe Avos Hashem, that Hashem gives you schar, like I say, if you want to do, if you're poor, but you really have a true, it has to be true, which is not so easy. But if it's true that you want to give tzedakah and you want to give this much money to tzedakah and you wish you can build the yeshiva and you wish you could support aniyim, and if you really want that, you get schar, kilo asah. Because the ikar is the lave, and now your lave's engaged and wants to do this mitzvah. Now it's maybe not so easy to really want, because it's easy to, superficially want to give tzedakah if you're poor. But that's what he says in the Shara Avos Hashem. So that could also be me what he means here. I mean, there's no limit. I can't build a Beis HaMikdash, but if I want to build a Beis HaMikdash and I desire to, then it's kilo. That's the chayvus halavavos. That's the mitzvah halavavos. So you can't say that the reason they didn't make a sefer is because there's only a few couple of scattered around mitzvahs, and it's not at all so complicated, and it's not that much. So what do you have to make a whole sefer for? Because adarabba, these mitzvahs are limitless. So you have to make a sefer to just direct the person in the priorities in terms of what to do. We're not.